The shelter is mobbed again, and I believe this is my friend Tammy calling in right now. Hello, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Yay, just as I suspected. Thank you for calling. So we have a crowded shelter once again.
Yes, we do. There's just too many dogs coming in and dogs not going out. Adoptable dogs have been adopted at a pretty good clip. That's not what's overcrowded. It's the whole dogs where the people, their dogs are waiting for their people to come and get them. And then there's some dogs that are considered rescue because of the in-shelter issues they have that makes them not adoptable. And those are the ones that are at risk of being euthanized tomorrow.
Yikes. So the first thing is, if you have a dog who's managed to find their way to the shelter in McKinleyville, please repatriate them. And are they taking people after hours today?
Today, what is today? It is
Monday.
No, actually. But if they call and leave a message and promise to be there promptly in the morning, then it will help. If there is, enough dogs that are going to be exiting, then the shelter is really good about trying to postpone the youth date for these dogs.
So when we talk about, our shelter has a really great record of never having to put down an adoptable dog, but these rescue dogs are not yet on the adoptables list for various reasons. Sometimes shelter stress is just too great and they don't pass their temperament test, and there's other things going on as well, yeah?
Yes. One of the dogs that was on the list I called Jackie in the posting, has now, there to give her more time, they actually are put her in the dog small area of adoptable, and they're calling her Holly. This is the only dog that you can just flat out go and meet at, that was on the list, that you can meet at the shelter. Redwood Pals is sponsoring all these dogs, trying to get them out. So you need to email redwoodpalsrescue@gmail.com to make arrangements to meet them.
And the deal is that right now, most of these guys and gals are looking for temporary homes, right?
Yes.
What does that involve if you want to foster a dog for a short time?
Well, Redwood Pals make sure that the dog gets along with the other people living in your home and the other dogs in your home. And usually the fosters pay for the food only, but if they, if you need help with food, rescue can do that. And all medical and, other expenses are paid for by the rescue. They have a little agreement that you sign, and you take, responsibility for the dog since they're not going to be with you in your home. So it's a really pretty easy process. They do, screen just to maximize, the placement for everyone. Like Dasher, we're not recommending him he's a doxy mix, and he's pretty terrified in the shelter, and we're not recommending him in a home with young children just because, he's so scared in the shelter, even leashing him up.
Oh my gosh, he has such a cute smile, little brown guy.
Yeah, once he's out, he's fine, and he's going to probably be just a regular doxy if he can get out. When the shelter's really overcrowded, it's hard on the dogs because they can smell and hear dogs 24/7, but they can't see them the way the kennels are set up. And especially for the small dogs, it's really hard on them.
Yeah. Holly, you have a couple small ones today.
Yes. Holly, though, did get moved over to small dog kennels and adoptable, which is only five dogs in that kennel, because she was making enough progress that, eventually she would have made it to adoptable, but they're giving her a trial run. So,
now, she's a Jack Russell Terrier mix, right?
Yes.
And so, you can come tomorrow. The shelter is open longer till 7, so you can come and meet these guys and meet the other adoptables and so forth. A temporary placement, a rescue placement, a foster is kind of ideal if you know that you're not going to have time for a dog, say, once the school year starts again, but you can right now. It gives you a chance to have that wonderful dog experience and then know that when your life gets busy, they will go somewhere else.
Yes, but I wanted to clarify just because the shelter manager asked me too that Holly is the only one that you can actually call without making arrangements to meet them through Redwood Pals.
Right, because she's
the
moved.
Only one that's an adoptable.
And then you have Max.
Yes, Max is problem is he's a young adult that just loves his toys so too much. He's just, you know, in shelter, he just, like, gloms onto his tennis ball, and that, because of the temp testing, you know, is they don't, he doesn't qualify to be an adoptable dog. Doesn't mean that with training he can, you know, can't learn that this is not acceptable behavior. The shelter just doesn't have enough time to teach him that.
So especially if you're somebody who has experience with dogs and you know how to work with them and you just need a temporary dog, Max might be a really nice option for you.
Oh, yeah, he's happy, he's friendly, he just loves his toys way too much.
And then tell us about Simon. Is it Queensland Heeler mix?
Yes, Simon actually has some training on board from his past life. He knows how to sit, come, down, and shake. And he actually yesterday went to dog training classes thanks to Redwood Pals. So his, you know, he's not, he doesn't appear to be interested in cats, so that's really a positive for a Heeler mix. And he's friendly with females and small dogs, but he's afraid of big dogs that he barks. But, you know, with proper introduction, it might be okay, but he's just had probably some trauma in the past.
So if you have a female or if you have cats, you know, maybe you could help out Simon. And he's a very pretty boy.
He's beautiful.
He's white with beautiful kind of coppery, caramely colors on him.
Yes.
Very pretty dog. And then tell us about Bear.
Bear is one of the longest in shelter dogs.
He's been there since December.
Until just recently, and you know, it's depending on where they fall in the kennel row. When they see dogs walking in and out and people walking in and out and they never get chosen, it just gets hard on them after a while.
Yeah.
Bear is a big dog. You know, he's got some mastiff in him, but he's just a sweet teddy bear. That's why they named him Bear.
You know how I feel about the big dogs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's a good dog walker and loves other dogs, even little dogs, and he's quite gentle with them. It's just that the shelter's just too intense, but not probably a good idea with cats and chickens.
All right, so these are guys who could use a temporary respite, a foster home, if you will. And do the fosters ever get adopted by their families?
Oh, there's foster fails, and we love it. All the time.
And, we call that a failure?
Because we can't use the foster home, but it's actually a huge win for the dog. And definitely fosters have first crack. So it's actually a good way to try on a dog that you might be interested. And one more that was added is there's actually Iggy, who is a English bulldog. He's no mix in there.
The big face.
About 8 years old, and he's just grumpy. And it might just be an in-shelter thing, or it just might be an English bulldog thing. I'm not sure.
So if you're a bulldog person, you might want to inquire about that.
Definitely.
And then the other thing I will put out there is that if you can't foster a dog and you don't have anybody to repatriate, but you'd like to help out, you can always make a donation to Redwood Pals. Because this is all, like, when Tammy talks about we will pay for food, we will pay for medical, like, that adds up. It's a lot of dogs.
Yep. And, you know, it's like when this crisis goes and, you know, the community is so wonderful about coming forward, you know, there's always going to be the next crisis. And there's still dogs in Redwood Pals adoption pipeline that, you know, need permanent homes, too. So if you go to Redwood Pals Facebook page, you'll see the ones that were prior in crises that Redwood Pals was, you know, got to foster homes that are still looking for their homes. Another place to go on Facebook is It's a Dog's Life. They're pretty good about keeping that, you know, pretty up to date. Redwood Pals, when you're in the trenches, so you don't have a lot of time sometimes to go back and keep your websites updated. But It's a Dog is a couple older ladies that you know, try and keep the information current.
And there is a donate button at Redwood Pals Rescue on Facebook, so it's really easy. There's
and on there, if you don't do Facebook, there's also a donate on their website as well.
There are some terrific pictures and stories here, and you know, we want to make sure that everybody leaves the shelter on all four paws.
Yes.
As much as possible. And you know, there's a lot of great dogs out there who just the stress of the shelter is more than they can handle.
It's it's amazing. I mean, it's like some people, they get a dog and the dog, you know, failed for like dog aggression. It's the most friendly dog to, you know, dog outside. There's some people that just like, what was wrong with this dog? Why wasn't it adopted in the shelter? The great thing about shelter dogs is you don't take the shelter home with you. It's like they get to normalize, they get to decompress, they get to feel like dogs again and not be scared.
It's really amazing. I know I had a Chesapeake Bay Retriever for many years, and he was a private rescue. And if he had ever ended up in a shelter, he would have not done well at all, because he was scared by other male dogs, and just the smell of an intact male would make him get aggressive. And it took a lot of work and obedience training to get him past that.
And there's some breeds like German Shepherds and Rottweilers and Chesapeakes that actually, they call it barrier aggression. Their job in their genetics has been to defend barriers.
They're big into territory. This is my space.
They don't do well showing warm and fuzzy when people walking up down Kennel Road, because they don't know these people and they're just doing what genetically they're bred to do.
So
that doesn't mean they're not great family dogs and dogs on the outside.
Yeah, no, Buck was the dog who raised my kids. He was fabulous, Buck the Wonder Dog, but he would not have shown well. He would not have done well at all in a shelter. Just wouldn't.
Yep.
So there's all kinds of ways folks can help. Again, if your dog is in the shelter and there's no way you can make it there by 4 o'clock today, but you promise faithfully to get them by, you know, first thing in the morning, do call the shelter and let them know so that they can make arrangements, and that decreases the pressure. But the kennels are completely full, and I'm sure they're doubling up at this point. Yeah.
Also, if you can't make it there, but you're a solid commitment for one of the rescue dogs, let Roadwood Pals know, because then if they report it to the shelter that there's interest in it, then sometimes that can, you know, if they at all possible, if can buy, they just have to make sure that, you know, this intense overcrowding is just not going to continue forever. But in the past, if there's been, like, interest and logistically, just because the euthanasia date doesn't allow a dog to have a chance, our shelter, like, turns themselves inside out
They are so committed to helping the dogs. It's really very, very impressive. And they're all good people who work there. They're animal lovers. It's got to just be horrible for them.
Yep.
So we give them a lot of credit. And you know, Redwood Pals and the other rescues in our area, you guys go so far above and beyond, driving dogs south, north, and east as needed to places where they're more likely to have homes or to waiting homes or whatever. It's, you know, the network of volunteers is very impressive.
And you might just want to shoot Roadwood Pals an email if you're traveling, and you can transport a dog any direction at this point, because we're not sure, you know, where they're going to be going, if they're going to be going. But if it's just transport, you might want to just shoot them an email, because I know calling them, it's like right now, it's like I just had a person that responding to Craigslist that said, you know, I haven't been able to get a hold of them. They're pretty much on the phone all the time right now, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's redwoodpalsrescue@gmail.com. You can also message them at Facebook if that's where the way that it goes for you. And there's all kinds of ways to help. And Tammy, I know you're incredibly busy, so thank you for taking time out of your day to get us caught up on this. And hopefully we'll get a little pressure off the shelter. Doesn't hurt to go up and adopt.
Right.
Well, you still have time before everything gets back to school and back to work in the fall. You have a little more time, a little more daylight hours to walk before and after work, etc.
And if you're wondering about the adoptable dogs in the shelter, go to www.petharbor.com, put in a local zip code, and then look for Humboldt County Animal
Services.
Shelter.
Yeah, and just say use this list, and then there's all kinds of questions you can answer about, you know, dogs or cats or what size or whatever, and they'll show you pictures. And and the other thing to remind folks about is, if your dog has gone missing and you see the picture on the website and it doesn't quite look like your dog, sometimes they don't photograph like themselves. Maybe they've gotten muddy, or maybe they've gotten dusty, or something's happened to them, or just the stress of being in the shelter, and they just don't like your dog. Maybe they don't have the same facial expression. Go check it out anyway, just in case.
Yes, and ignore the breeds that
it's a guess.
The shelter's best guess. And sometimes when it's really intense, sometimes the sex will even be wrong. So if a dog looks like your dog, but oh no, that's a male, still go check. It's just like, it's worth going up to the shelter and checking out. If you think your dog has a remote possibility of being in, go and get eyes on.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's even slightly. Like, you just never know, and especially when it's crowded like this. Anything we can do, every time you take one dog out of the shelter, you're freeing up space and saving lives. So
yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Tammy, is there anything else we haven't covered?
I think we've covered it. If you don't see anybody on this list, that there's also the medical fosters that need a quiet home to recover from heartworm treatment. There's a couple smaller dogs. One's a terrier, wire-haired terrier type. I'm fading here.
It's a long day.
And then there's a larger dog that actually looks a lot like Simon Owen. Mm-hmm. So there's three dogs in there that are looking for heartworm placement. One mama dog came in with two other dogs. She's looking for a longer placement because her heartworm was pretty advanced.
So if somebody's fostering for heartworm, what does that generally entail? I know it has to be calm and quiet.
Yes, calm and quiet, usually, crate. That's an Airedale. That's what I was
trying to say. Oh, okay.
And then getting them to the vet appointments for their, follow-up to the treatments. Again, rescue pays for it. So Aggie, if you're interested, she's a really sweet Airedale, which is a smaller dog. She's about 3 years old. Really, really cute. If you go on in Pet Harbor and see her picture, or It's a Dog has the medical foster, an album of them. Ramsey is another one, 2 years old. He came in with Aggie and the other Airedale that's now an adoptable that was young enough, didn't have heartworm. His case isn't at its advanced, so he doesn't have to, you don't have to foster as long. But that also would free up space. Right now they've moved these dogs over to the end of adoptables, which isn't ideal, but it's to save other dogs. So if you want to do a medical foster, if that's like a little bit better, then there's medical fosters as well. So just let Roto Pals know that you want to help, and help.
And any requests that you have, large, small, old, young, mm-hmm. et cetera, like what you can and can't do, give them your information. They will match you.
Definitely.
Tammy, thank you so much again for helping us get the word out and giving us all the details. I mean, I think the more we paint pictures of who these individual puppies are, the more likely we are to catch somebody's ear and have them say, yeah, that sounds like the right dog for me to help.
Definitely. And, again, I can't tell you how many people have told me how blessed they were to have their dogs in their life. And,
well,
for whatever reason, they at the shelter, the dogs weren't doing well, and they just can't believe that this dog, almost died. That it was just unthinkable for them. And these dogs are no different. They just need the chance.
Yeah, I totally feel the same way. I mean, my boy, my Sirius, who sleeps with me every night, best dog in the world, he was in the Humboldt County Animal Shelter for 3 months. And nobody looked at him. He was big. He was wild. He was a black dog. He had black dog syndrome. And when we met Tammy, that's how we got to be friends. We said, this is what we're looking for. She's like, I have the dog for you. Just wait. And she brought him to us.
Yep, sent somebody up to get him. No, we're not missing this opportunity.
Yeah, and then it was me scrambling all over the dog adoption event looking for someone who would vouch for me so I could take him then and there and not send him back.
And you found them.
Yeah, Beverly, our mutual friend. So she's like, yep. Oh yeah, let her take him home. So,
yep, she's golden. Beverly says she's good. She's good.
Yeah, so it all worked out. And, that's the beauty of being in a smaller community is there's always like no degrees of separation. If you need somebody to vouch for you in terms of your ability to handle a dog, you probably know somebody who knows the person who's checking you out. So it all works out.
That's right.
Thank you again. Let's keep our fingers crossed that everybody gets out on all four paws. And again, email redwoodpalsrescue@gmail.com if you can help out.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Tammy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.